Verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man. We're not doing this. To obey you, we're obeying God." Verse 30. "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree." And I have you note that he was hanged on a tree. And I can't go into that. I have a little book. Many of you have it. The cross was never called a cross as we think of it today, an upright with a cross piece, a cross bar. It was just a piece of wood stuck up. It was a tree, and that's the word for it. Verse 31, "Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel, forgiveness of sins." The message is still going now to the nation Israel in Jerusalem. Verse 34, "Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little pace." They excused the apostles now. He said, "I'd like to speak to the Sanhedrin." He was the teacher of the apostle Paul, by the way. An outstanding man, this man Gamaliel. And he said unto them, "Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do is touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, drew away much people after him, he also perished, and all even as many as obeyed him were dispersed." Now, he gives examples, you see. He said, don't persecute these men, because this will come to naught. Verse 38, listen to him. "Now I say unto you, refrain from these men. Let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it'll come to naught." He's giving sage advice. "But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God." This is remarkable, by the way, and time proved that this was of God, of course. Verse 40, "And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go." And friends, if the men are innocent, then they should be let go. If they're guilty, they ought to hold them and punish them, not beat them and let them go. This was a sorry subterfuge, by the way. That is the problem today, that gray line between guilt and not guilt. The courts today letting them off by giving some light sentence. My friend, if they're guilty, they should be punished. If they're not guilty, they should be let go. They don't need a light sentence. That's no good. How foolish we are today. And this is what they did then. They should have listened to Gamaliel a little more carefully. Now, verse 41, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." Just look at these apostles. Aren't they marvelous? They're rejoicing that they could suffer. "And daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Friends, what is the gospel? It's Jesus Christ. It's a person. Oh, how important it is today to have him. Do you have him? You either have him or you don't. You either trust him or you don't trust him. He's either your Savior or you don't have a Savior. That's what we've learned so far.